The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. It trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And I will sing, how great is our God. Age to age he stands, and time is in his hands, beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, and Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all see how great is our God. You're the name above all names, and you're worthy of our praise. And my heart will sing how great is our God. You're the name above all names, and you're worthy of our praise. And my heart will sing how great is our God. Oh, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And oh, I will sing, how great is our God. You're the name above all names, and you're worthy of our praise. And my heart will sing how great is our God. And so, most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we come before your presence with singing. We come before your presence with praise. We come before your presence with thankfulness in our hearts, Lord, determined to bless your name. For you have allowed us to see a brand new day, a day that was not necessarily promised, a day that was not a guaranteed, but another day that you have made. So you are allowing us to rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for waking us up, Lord, this morning in our right minds. Thank you for a reasonable portion of health and strength. Lord, we want to say thank you for life and that more abundantly. Thank you, oh God, for breathing to us the breath of life so that we can do, we can be, we can act, and thy work according to your will. Lord, we pray this morning that not our wills be done, but let thine will be done in the mighty name of Jesus. I want your ways to be my ways. I want your thoughts to be my thoughts. I want to align with you. So, Lord, if there's anything in me that's unlike you, or that causes misunderstanding, or that causes confusion, or that puts a bridge or divide between me and thee, Lord, I pray that you would cast it out of me right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that I won't allow anything to separate me from your love.
You have already promised in your word that nothing shall be able to separate me from your love, because your love is overwhelming. Your love is consuming. Your love overcomes a multitude of sins. And Lord, so I don't want myself, I don't want to allow me, this flesh or anything, oh God, that's tied to me to cause me to be separated from your love. So I bind principalities. I bind your wickedness. I bind those high things. Lord, I bind those high-minded things. I bind all those things that will cause a divide between me and thee, Lord, because I am nothing without you. Lord, I can't move without you. I can't breathe without you. I can't think without you. I can't walk without you. Lord, I can't live without you. Lord, I can't go forward without you. And so I need you, God, every step of the way, God. I don't want to take a step without you, God. I don't want to make a move without you. So, Lord, I surrender to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and I ask that you would come to more and have your way in the life of your people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We are in desperate need of your help, Lord, today. God, we can't do it on our own without you today. And I refuse to try to do it on my own power. I refuse to try to do it on my own might. But Holy Ghost, I need your help. I need you to empower me. I need you to anoint me. God, I need you to help me, Lord, in the name of Jesus, so that I might fulfill the plans and the thoughts that you have for me today. I know you have a plan outlined for me because, Lord, you know my ending from my beginning. And, Lord, right where I need you, Lord, you're willing to be there. You're able to, God, do exceeding abundantly above all that I can ever ask or think, because it's according to your plans and the power that you're working in my life. So, Lord, I want to fulfill your purpose today. I want your glory to be revealed in my life today. Lord, I want your glory to shine bright in me, Lord. I want to be like Moses, Lord, as he came down from spending time with you on the mountaintop. Lord, they said it was an eerie glow about you, Lord, a glow that they had never seen before. And, Lord, we need your glorifying spirit to fall afresh on us now, that we might be the light, that we may have an anointing light, an anointed glow, oh, God, shining in us, oh, God, that those that don't know you in the part of their sins, Lord, they'll see a way to go. And Lord, we can direct them to you, since you are the way, the truth, and the life. God, we can let someone know that it was nobody but you. You saved us. You delivered us. You made the way out of no way. And Lord, when everyone is running around with their heads cut off, oh God, unsure about the circumstances of life, Lord, we can stand flat-footed and steadfast and declare that my God shall supply all of my needs according to riches and glory, so I don't have to fret, and I don't have to worry, because the God I serve is able to do anything but fail. It's with this confidence, Lord, that we want to go in this day, because your promises are sure. And as we went through Bible study last night, Paul asked the Colossians, he said, if you be risen with Christ, then he gave us a direction to seek those things that are above and not those things that are on the earth. And so too often, Lord, we try to chase after the things of this earth. We try to chase after things that satisfy our flesh. Oh, yes, it's great to have houses. Yes, it's great to have land. Lord, it's great to have a car. Lord, it's great to have a friend. But, Lord, you are the better part. You are the best thing. God, you're the best thing that ever have happened to us, Lord, and you are what we needed more. So this morning, Lord, we are seeking you first, because your word tells us that we should seek you first, the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Lord, that means that I want your will to be done. Lord, I want your ways to be done. Lord, I want your plans for me to be done. Let your kingdom come right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, so that you might direct my pathways, that you might order my footsteps, Lord, because the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And so if I seek you first, your kingdom and your righteousness, Lord, to live holy and acceptable, Lord, not just to be a part of a denomination, but that holiness may be a part of my day-to-day life. That holiness may be something that exudes out of me when I talk or when I walk, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Righteousness, oh God, standing outside of the ways of carnality, Lord, and allowing myself to be set apart for your glory and for your honor. If I seek your kingdom and I seek after your righteousness, Lord, then everything that I need shall be added unto me. Those are the promises of your word, and your promises are yea and amen. So help us, Lord, today. God, this prayer is empowering prayer to remind us, Lord, to put your will first, to put your thoughts first, to put your desires first. I'm talking about you, God. That's what we should be doing, to surrender to you and say, not my will, but let thine will be done in my life. Because if your will is done in my life, Lord, that means everything is going to work together for my good. Because I belong to you, and I've been called according to your purpose. Those are promises, Lord, that we often don't walk in on a day-to-day basis. But, Lord, in this season of breakthrough, Lord, we want you to reveal yourself in our lives the more in the name of Jesus. We want to take you out of the box. We want to remove the limits, oh, God. Take the limits off that we placed upon you. God, you only can do as much as we believe that you can do. And so, Lord, I declare right now that I believe that you anything but fail. Lord, I declare right now that you can do things that blow my mind. Lord, I declare right now, God, that there's nothing impossible for you. Lord, I declare right now that there's nothing too hard for my God. So you're able to do things, oh God, that blow my mind, God. You're able to do things, oh God, that the world cannot understand. Lord, you're able to do things, oh God, to move mountains, God, in the name of Jesus. You're able to do, oh God, heal of any manner of sickness and disease, Lord. You're able to do, oh God, put anyone under subjection, God, and let all things work together for my good. My boss is not my God. Oh God, my wife is not my God. My finances are not my God, but my God, the one who sits high and the one who sits low, the one who spoke everything into existence, the one who spoke something out of nothing. God, the one that that breathed the breath of life into me and sent his only begotten son to die on the cross for my sins. That's the God that I serve. And so as we seek your face this morning, we surrender to your will. And we declare that we ask that your will might be done in our lives in the name of Jesus. Move by your power, Holy Ghost. Move by your spirit and fall afresh on us, that we may stand still and see the deliverance of our God. God, many of us that are on the line, we're going through different circumstances and situations. But I'm grateful that the God that we serve is able to answer everything. Lord, we don't have to go to anyone else for solutions for anything. If we need healing, God, we can just go to you. If we need May, Lord, we can just go to you. If we need doors to be opened, we can just go to you, God, because you are everything and more. You told Moses to tell Pharaoh that I am is coming. You told him to remind the people and let the people know, because he said, who do I need to let them know that sent me? Because they're not going to take my authority. They're not going to highly regard me. Please, God, let me know who I should declare unto the people and unto Pharaoh who is sending me. And you simply told them to tell them that I have sent you, and you are everything that we need and more. And you left it open-ended, Lord. You didn't say, I am God, or I am the King, or I am Lord. You just said, I am, oh God. And so you're able to do anything or fulfill anything that we need you to be in our lives and more. And it's so awesome, Lord, is that you never come short of anything that you do. But when we allow you to have your way, allow you to be in control, when we submit to you and we surrender to your way, Lord, you come in and you do things all well, and you make them all work out for our good, and you always help us to come out as victors. We're always the head and not the tail when you're in charge. We're always the lender and not the borrower when we allow you to be in charge. We allow you to take the wheel, Lord. Oh, God, there's nothing, God, oh, God, that you will allow to get in the way of your love that you have for each and every one of us. So, Lord, build and, I mean, breathe into us the confidence in your word, Lord, today. Help us to hide your word in our heart, that we may not sin against thee as we seek after you the more in the mighty name of Jesus. We've come early before you this morning. It's not as early as yesterday, Lord, but it's still early in the morning. The sun hasn't even risen out yet, Lord. And so it's early in the morning here on the East Coast, but we're grateful, God, that you have blessed us to be able to see this day. Now, Father, we pray that your will might be done in our lives. As we say yes to you right now, as we say yes to your will and yes to your way, Lord, come to more and have your way. We need you today, Lord. There's obstacles that the enemy has tried to set before us and traps that he's tried to set before us today. Lord, come to more and have your way, God. Get the glory out of our lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus, on our jobs, Lord. Get the glory, Lord, in our homes, Lord. Get the glory, Lord, on our way to work, Lord. Get the glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus. Oh, God, in our relationships, Lord, get the glory, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we want you to get the glory, Lord, out of our finances, Lord. Get the glory, Lord, out of our bodies, Lord. Get the glory, Lord. We want you to get the glory out of our lives, out of our discussions, Lord. Get the glory, God, out of our thoughts, Lord. We want you to get the glory, Lord, because all the glory and all the honor, Lord, it belongs to you. So again, Lord, we say yes. And we honor you, Lord, this morning. We magnify you and glorify you because it's the splendor of the King, clothed in majesty. You are a great and mighty God. Your name is above all names. And because of that, you're worthy of our praise. And so we can't help but to give you thanks and praise because our God is a great and mighty God. No one like you. Magnificent in all your ways. Glorious in all your ways. And so we honor you, Lord, this morning. We bless your name. And we thank you for allowing your presence to abide with us and to be with us on this day. Lord, before I go, if there's anything innocent unlike you, we plead the blood right now. Because nothing else can wash away our sins. Nothing else can make us whole again. So wash us inside and out, Lord, that we might be clean before you and that our worship and our praise may come before you as a sweet-smelling savor as we offer unto you this day a sacrifice of praise. My soul says yes. My soul says yes to my Lord because you've done great things. You've done good things. You've done awesome things. Lord, I say yes, yes, yes to my awesome Lord. We bless your name now, and we give you the honor and praise. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ we pray this morning. We say thank God, amen, and amen.